I want to talk about a very, very important concept that a lot of young guys are facing when you get onto self-improvement. So you've got a friendship group right now that you think, you know, are incredibly close to you. They're really good friends that you have experienced a lot of stuff together. Now, this video isn't exactly to those that have already improved their friendship circle. So if, for example, you've been on self-improvement for a while, you've improved yourself, you met some like good people, fair enough. If I ask you this question right now, are your friends good people? If you didn't answer immediately, then the answer is probably no, and you probably need this video. If straight away you were like, yep, like 100%, like the people I've got in my life right now are fucking amazing, 100%, like you probably don't need this video, maybe you can click off. The TLDR of this is, just because you spend time with people and you have fun with them and you have a lot of laughs with them, does not mean that they're actually your friend. And that seems so crazy because you would assume that it does. I can give you so many examples. I should just give you real examples to make it easier. But I'm actually going to tell you an example, not of me, but of a guy that I met like a while ago. And he spoke about like his old friends that he knew for a while, like in a sports club in like rugby. And that, like, he fell out with them all and everything, but he still was, like, somewhat in the friendship group, but he'd kind of, like, go to see them, go to the pub with them, but he didn't really like them. And it was always this thing, like, every single time we'd meet, it'd be this thing of, like, he'd be thinking, like, yeah, I've got to drop him and everything, I've got to stop being friends with them. He wasn't able to realise, like, I really tried to help him, but he wasn't able to realise that just because you share some activities with someone, just because you've, like, you went on holiday and you're all laughing and having a good time, that does not make them a good friend. You would assume that it kind of does, but like a good friend is someone who actually cares about you. And of course, most men in this modern day are so like emotionally blunt. Like they are emotional, they are weak, but they're so like bad emotional. Do you know what I mean? You'll find lots of guys who are emotional in the sense of like weakness and the sense of anger and everything. You'll very unlikely find guys who are emotional in the sense of like that they'll literally tell you that they're grateful for you, that they're so happy that they met you and stuff. Of course, if you meet a guy like that, that's somewhat of like a fucking rare guy that you want to keep in your life, who can express that openly of how much like he values you. But for this guy's scenario, he had experienced like a lot with these guys. So when you're in a sports club together, that's like a huge bonding experience, and they went on holiday and everything. But he would just tell me like the bullshit they'd say to him, that how they'd treat him and everything. It was just a bit negative, and now they don't really play the same sport, but they like just drink together and stuff. And he just wasn't able to grasp when I would tell him, like, yeah, they're not your friend. I know it seems like you're all friends, but you're not. You are not friends with them. You're all friends with the same drug. So for them, it was like alcohol and, you know, like partying in a sense. For you, it's probably video games. The people who this video is for, the issue is that those type of people don't want to watch this video. Because I'm telling you right now that your friendship group, if you're one of those people, I'm going to assume you are if you're watching this. The people you play video games with are not your real friends. Because the way to find this out, if this person is your real friend or not, is simply, would we continue being friends? Would we continue speaking every day if we stopped doing the drug together? Video games is a drug, don't be a pussy. So if you've got a group of video game friends and you're on Discord every day playing a fucking Valorant or League of Legends or something with them, and you ask yourself this question, of course you're going to say, oh no, yes we would, I'd still join the Discord and we'd still be friends. No, you fucking wouldn't. There really is an issue with this, because your perception of your friendship is going to be very different from someone who's on the outside looking into it. And so I know for a fact that the majority of video gamers who are watching this, they've probably clicked off by now, because they get offended when you mention shit against them in video games and like their friends and everything. If you, for example, were friends with them in person and you were good friends and then you started playing video games with them, they might actually continue to be your friends after you quit playing video games. But for most people, the real dynamic of exactly what happens is that, let's say you stop playing video games because you're on self-improvement, you don't want to be a loser anymore. And you still want to be friends with these people because, you know, they're still like the only friends you have, and you don't have that much respect for yourself. So you hop back onto the Discord server and everyone's shouting and stuff and everyone's playing the game, and you're just kind of sat there a bit awkwardly, and like you're trying to make everyone laugh, but like they're focused on the game and everything. And it's just a bit annoying to be in a call with someone who's like saying like, oh yeah, like recall. Yeah, get the tower. So it's a bit awkward in that sense. Maybe you still have some conversations with them and it sounds good, but you start branching away, and the exact same thing happens with drugs. We as young men who are lonely as fuck. We don't want to admit this. I hope that the people, like, I keep thinking to myself, like, yeah, there's no point making this video because the people who need to hear this video will click off, because the people who really need to hear this video are the people who are deeply, deeply, deeply just believe that they are truly friends with those people. So if, I feel like right now, the only people who are really watching this are the people who are going to agree with me, and they're going to comment like, oh yeah, Hamza's just right. Like, I had these friends, but they're not really my friends. I'm trying to, like, to be honest, maybe we can change the not the topic, but like the purpose of this video almost, because I know for a fact the only people who are agreeing with me and watching this are the people who are going to say like, oh yeah, Hamza's right, because I experienced this myself. And so you're kind of watching this and you would be given the same advice. But the thing is, the people who need to listen to this advice won't take it. So almost we can use this as an opportunity to think of like, how can we help those guys? How can we help a guy right now who doesn't have many friends? He's got a group of friends on Discord. He's got a group of friends, maybe like a separate guy. This other guy, he's got a group of friends that he does drugs with, that he smokes with. He doesn't have any other friends. So of course he's in a level of like scarcity. How do we actually truly convince that guy without making him resent us and, you know, making him like not listen to us, that he's not truly friends with these people and that his life will just infinitely get better once he leaves them? Because so far, I'll be completely honest, this is actually something that I've not really been successful in helping young guys with, you know, to like leave their friendship group or anything that's not good for them. It generally takes them like for Sam, our video editor, it's taken like months and months and months to make any kind of progress on this, because it's just incredibly hard to have an attachment to a couple of people. And, you know, you truly think you're friends with them because you've told stories and you've opened up and everything. It's only once you kind of leave the circle and you've been away for a couple of months and you make some new friends, that's when you realize that those people were just fucking trash. They were truly not your friend. But I think it's an interesting point to make. Like, how do we actually convince that person in the middle of the fucking stoner group that these people are only your friends because you do the same drug together? You're just friends with weed, not with each other. It's the same with any kind of drug or addictive substance or, you know, like habit. So, for example, I could say to girls, this is a stereotype, but I'd say to girls, like, you're not really friends with them. You just really, really like gossiping. You just really like doing something, like going out for food or drinks with them. And, like, once you don't do that thing that united you guys together, usually there's no level of friendship there. Because it's actually a little bit tricky to have like a multivariant friend, like a multi-situational friend who you do different things with. So imagine you meet a guy in like the party environments, right? So you're taking drugs with him and stuff. But then this guy becomes a true friend because you also go to the gym, because you also go and like study together, and then you also make a business. You know, you've branched out into different situations. So this guy would probably be a friend, especially if like you got into like deep conversations with him. But most of us stay in pretty much the same situation. So it would be like playing video games, or, you know, just hopping on Discord calls with each other, or taking the same drugs, or going to the same sports club. And you truly think you're friends with them up until you take a big step back and you realize like, life goes on. They're still taking the same drug. They're still playing the same video games. I wish that I could drill this into so many young guys who are just staying in the same friendship group, because those quotes are so true. Like, you are the middle of the five people you spend time with. You don't realize how much you are influenced by the people around you. And so if the people around you are doing bad habits, so will you. And you might think that you're the exemption. Every guy thinks that he's the exemption to this rule, that he can still be friends with the guys who are like doing nothing with their lives. He can still be friends with the guys who are like playing video games and stuff. You think of the exemption, you slowly creep back into it. Of course you do. If there's a guy who parties and you don't want to party, bro, you will eventually start to. Now, of course, some dickhead's going to come in the comments and be like, oh, but I've got a guy who parties and I don't go with him. Okay, you're an exemption, congratulations. But I guarantee you're more likely to go out with that guy who parties more than if that same guy was like not a partier. Because if we're about to do something, we are way more likely to do it if there is someone we like who's also doing it. That's common sense, it's conformity, it's a level of like just peer inclusion. And so if you're trying to take a step back from video games and you've been totally ingrained in that lifestyle, but you're still friends with the same guys because, you know, they're your only friends and they are good people, Hamza, like, it's going to be tricky for you. You're going to keep going back into that Discord server because you need a level of like validation and everything. an interesting point also is that, you know, now people start to think, okay, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be friends with them, but what I'll do is, like, I'll stay friends with them up until I have, like, new friends so I can branch out. That honestly doesn't seem to work for anyone that I've known, because you only have so much mental capacity. Like, you only have, like, the capacity for so much in your life. So it was this idea that if you're currently, let's say, like, with a girl, right, and you're dating a girl who's not really good for you, if you're currently with her, it's morally wrong, but it's also just incredibly hard to then go and get, like, a different girl to make progress elsewhere. The same with friends. If you're currently friends with, like, a bunch of guys who play video games, it's way harder to make new friends who are improved whilst you're friends with your original people. Does that make sense? Like, if you're still revolved, if you're still, like, in this group of the guys who are Spurgs and play video games, it's way harder for you to make a new friendship group whilst you're still in this group, harder than it is if you just went solo for a while. Because not only is it this thing of, like, mental capacity and also the need for it, because if, for example, you're still hopping on video calls with, like, your video game friends 3, 4, 5 times a week, you'll have less of a need to make new friends. So there's, like, the necessity part. But it's also that thing of, like, your self-image, your identity and your habits, that the people that you want to be friends with probably wouldn't want to be friends with you. Let's say with drugs, for example, you're a stoner, right? So you've got your stoner group, but you want to meet new people who are really into the gym. Well, it's going to be harder for you if you stay friends with the stoner group instead of going, like, the lone way. And I usually never promote, like, the lone warrior, the lone wolf type of thing. But sometimes you do have to. Don't stay like that. Staying like that is a fucking disgusting life, in my opinion. It's like, I couldn't imagine much which is sadder than, like, just staying alone and not making friends or family or not meeting loved ones and everything. But there's absolutely value in, like, cutting people out and starting fresh and having, like, a bit of, like, a period where you're solo and you're trying to be more like the people that you want to surround yourself with, and eventually you meet them. Because these people here, let's say that the entrepreneurs or the people who go to the gym or the people on self-improvement that you really want to be friends with, they don't want to be friends with you when you're still part of the stoner group. Because not only, you know, they see your friends around you, but also you're more like the stoners to be around them still. And so these guys don't want to be friends with you. But they probably may want to be friends with you if you were over here solo and actually trying to, like, do some things after you've cut off some previous friends. And they probably would relate to you more with that experience. We think that we can have it all. So we think that we don't need to, like, cut people out of our lives. We think that we can, you know, stay with the old friendship group that we have from high school. One of the most common questions, like, comments that I get on my channel is things like, oh, perhaps, like, all my friends are Jeffries and I'm trying to help them and everything. You have my respect for trying to help your friends, 100%, bro. 100%. If like, they mean a lot to you, if they're true friends and everything, you should try and help them, get them onto self-improvements. And if they make progress in any way, like, praise them and help them and everything. For the people that you can't help, for the people who don't even want your help, who don't want to change, you just have to decide, who are you going to prioritize? Him or yourself? Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it.